This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
Lucas is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's being ghosted by a woman named Grace. Hey, Lucas, thank you for your email, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, guys.
Before we get into the date and stuff and why you think you're getting ghosted, how long has it been since your date with Grace?
Like about almost 2 weeks now, I think.
How many times have you tried to reach out to her in that 2 weeks?
I mean, I'd say at least three. You know, which I'm already feeling a little, you know, a little like Looney Tuney.
Tell us a little bit about your date. What'd you guys do?
So we went out on a hike. Okay. I haven't gone on a hike before, but I was close once. We got to the entrance of it, and it looked like the location was like closed or, you know, something of that nature, so I got lucky and didn't have to go.
Okay, so you didn't really want to go hiking.
Oh, no.
Did you want to go hiking this time?
Absolutely not.
Why did you go hiking then?
I just thought it would be like, you know, to explore new horizons. A lot of women are supposed to be into that. A lot of my friends are into it.
Okay.
I figured that time I try, you know.
So
I go out to dinner, like, it's like pretty boring.
If I was going to boil down what I think you just said, you said you went hiking because chicks dig hiking.
Yeah.
I mean, hiking is in everybody's dating profile, right? Everybody says they love hiking on dating profiles. I'm like, not this many people can love hiking so much.
Yeah. It was her idea.
No, it was my idea.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I started off a little fraudulent, but you know what I mean? Like,
just a little.
I wanted to try this new thing. You know what I mean? I did want to try it.
Well, how was that new weird thing called hiking?
It was pretty boring for the most part. I thought it was going to be climbing on rocks and, you know, traversing rivers and stuff of that nature. But you just, like, kind of walk on a path.
Yeah, that's what a lot of hiking is.
Yep.
It went well, though, I feel like, you know, like, it was weird. Like, you know, it was, like, sort of, like, in and out. Like, she would, like, ADD out for a second. But, like, it was, like, when she snapped back into conversation, like, we were vibing. Like, the energy was cool. Like, we were laughing. Like, it was flowing, like, stream of conversation type deal. But then it would just stop for like a second or two, or like maybe like 30 seconds. Like, it was like with these weird intermittent, like stopping, starting of like, it was just very strange.
Interesting. Okay.
But by the end, I was still like, okay, you know, maybe she's just got like wild ADD or, or maybe like there's something else like on her mind. Like, but I don't know.
Okay. So do you feel like she had a good time?
I really do, which is the strange part. So maybe she has like a boyfriend or something that like she broke up with and then immediately felt bad about and got back together. That's just what's running through my head right now.
Okay.
Because I have a good read on like energy. I have a very good read on energy. And I feel like I'm rarely wrong in that sense. So, I mean, I don't know what's happening now. That's why I called you guys.
What pops up in my head is like, maybe you think you sold the fact that you don't think that hiking is fun. Maybe it looked like you really didn't enjoy yourself. Like you said, it was boring. So maybe that showed.
I mean, that's definitely a viable thought.
Okay. So how did things end with her then?
So it ended great. That's why I'm at the point, like, I'm at the point right now where I'm calling, where I'm calling you guys, where it's like, okay, cool. Like, I just kind of, you know, I'd love to hang and see this chick again. Mm-hmm. But I also, like, am not afraid to make a fool of myself on the radio, just because, like, I really want to know. I'm, like, also very, very curious, like, what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Like, it's at that point where those two, like, mediums are so strong that I'm, you know, I just don't care.
Did you get a kiss at the end of the date or anything?
I did not.
You didn't? Okay.
But I felt like she would have let me if I went in for it.
Oh. Okay, so you pick up on energy, like you said. So you didn't go in for a kiss, but you feel like her energy was telling you if you did, she would have kissed you.
100%.
All right, well, we'll try to figure out why you're getting ghosted then. We'll play a song, come back, and get your first date follow-up next. Right in the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Lucas is on the phone, and Lucas isn't getting a call back from Grace. He doesn't know why. It's been a few weeks. He's texted her 3 times and heard nothing, and Lucas says that he can read energy well, and he thinks that she had a good time. He also thinks at the end of the date, if he would have gone in for a kiss, she would have kissed him back. That's the energy reading that Lucas got from Grace, right?
All right.
Lucas?
Yeah.
All right. Hmm. And remember, Lucas and her went hiking. Even though Lucas doesn't really like hiking, but Lucas is pretty sure that's a good date because he noticed that a lot of women like hiking.
Right.
So he thinks Grace had a good time, but now she's been ghosting him. And one of the possibilities also, Lucas, you said maybe she got back with a boyfriend or something?
That's like one, yeah, it's one of the likely scenarios that pops in my head.
Okay, one of the likely scenarios, she might have got back with a boyfriend. And was there another one too, or was that it?
What you guys said before is probably viable too. Like either like she was not into hiking or maybe like it showed that I was not into it.
So either she knew you weren't really into the hike or the date was so terrible she got back with her boyfriend. But we'll find out right now when we call her. All right, Lucas, are you ready for us to call her?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go, man.
Good luck.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Grace, please?
This is Grace.
Hey, Grace, what's up? This is the Jubal Show. It's a radio show. My name is Jubal. How are you?
Oh, no way. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm doing okay.
Grace, we're calling you because we got an email about you from one of our listeners, and we had to get you on the phone.
About me?
Mm-hmm.
From who?
Well, we do a segment on our show called The First Date Follow-Up. It's where if you go out on a date with someone and end up ghosting them, that person can email us and ask you why you're ghosting them. So we got an email about you from a dude named Lucas.
Oh, remember okay. Him? Yeah, I do.
Okay. So yeah, Lucas emailed us, told us a little bit about your date. He said that he really liked you and thought you were cool. And he thought you thought he was cool. But then after you went hiking with him, you haven't called him and you haven't gotten back to him. And you've been ghosting him, and he doesn't know why. So Lucas asked if we could reach out and try to figure it out. So would you mind telling us why you're not talking to Lucas?
Yeah. Did he tell you what we did for our date?
He said you guys went hiking.
I hated it.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I liked Lucas so much, but I hated our date so much. I hated the hike. I am not a hiking person. I'm not athletic. I am not outdoorsy. And I hated everything about it. I realize that my name is Grace. This may come as a surprise, but I am not an agile person at all. I kept tripping. I almost rolled my ankle.
Oh,
and
gosh.
he asked me at one point if I wanted a snack, and I wasn't even hungry, but I just said yes so that we'd have an excuse to stop and stop walking on this hike. I know that everybody's into hiking, but I just hate it. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
And Lucas, he's a hiker. He's an avid hiker or something.
Yeah, he was super into it. He had all kinds of gear. He was taking leadership. He was so about it. Honestly, I hated the date so much, and it made me really sad because I really liked Lucas as a person. And, you know, when I was not catching my breath, I was able to talk to him, and he seemed really cool and really interesting. But I just don't see how it could possibly work out when someone's that into hiking, and I hate it so much.
Okay. I mean, when you date somebody and they love hiking, right?
Love hiking. He's so into it. Like I can't be a part of his life if this is his life.
Yeah, because then they're going to want you to hike all the time. And if you don't like hiking, and Lucas
I really did like him, but I can't, if we don't have a basic compatibility, like he's always going to want to be outdoors with me and I don't want to be doing that, then how can this possibly move forward?
I feel like you kind of set yourself up by going on the date, you know, because if you knew it was hiking,
why didn't you just tell him?
Hiking.
Well, that's how much I liked him. Honestly, like when we were first talking about going on this date, I was willing to give it a shot because I really wanted to spend time with him. But then I tried it and I realized I can't do this and I can't pretend that I'm into this even. I thought maybe I could get into it, but I just can't.
Okay. Got you.
I just
got
can't it. Do it. Yep. That really was the central thing. If it wasn't for hiking, I would have loved to have spent time with him. I did love spending time with him. I just hated the hiking.
Okay, well, thank you very much for being honest with us, Grace. Now I have to be honest with you. Lucas is actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
No, seriously. Okay. Hi, Lucas.
Hi.
So you hear that, Lucas? She's been ghosting you because you're a little too into hiking.
Yeah, I heard that. It's really funny.
I'm sorry. I just don't like it. Why is that funny?
I mean, it's funny because I've never been hiking before.
Yeah, that was the first hike I've ever been on.
No, it wasn't. Are you trying to make me feel better right now? You don't have to do that.
Really not.
Like,
really
you
not.
Already got off the hook. Like, I don't like it. You had all the gear. You had those, like, hikey poles. I don't even know what they're called. Those, like, walking stick things? Like,
oh,
made
yeah,
of metal?
The ski things. Yeah, of course. You need those for the hikes.
You had those things. You don't have those unless you really love to hike. Those are, like, advanced gear, from my understanding.
That's the point.
What was the point? I don't even like hiking.
The point is I had to be convincing as a hiker. Like, you know what I mean?
But I don't even like to hike. Why were you trying to convince me that you like to hike?
Oh, gosh, I really shouldn't say. I'm going to sound like such an ass. But I just feel like every chick is into hiking.
We went on that date because you think every chick is into hiking, so you realized you were going out with a chick and you better take her on a hike? Is that the logic?
Yeah.
That would have been if I was like, let's go drink bourbon and throw some axes just because you're a guy.
Oh, my God. That sounds amazing.
No, it does, actually.
Not getting the point.
Honestly, it sounds amazing to me compared to the hike that we went on to.
You go drink and throw some axes with me?
Hell yeah, I would. Anything to not be outside. On a path in the woods.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, I mean, I swear, like, I only brought you hiking because I really thought that's what you were going to be into. Like, we don't have to ever do that again if you decide to hang with me again.
All right, well, then, Grace, would you like to go out with Lucas again on another date? We'll pay for it.
Oh, my God.
You'll pay for it and it won't be outdoors?
We will keep you as far from the outdoors as possible.
Yep.
Honestly, yeah, I would love that. Lucas, if you'd like to go out again, I would love to get to know the real you.
No hiking sticks and boots included.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I've been like, bring those skiing sticks and we can pour some bourbon on them and light them on fire.
There we go. The Jubal Show on demand.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified.
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.